Well, good evening, and welcome to another 2 hours of Jewish Soul Music. I'm your host, Charlie Bernhout. Each week, I come to you via the internet, bringing you the best in Jewish music. The first hour is a mixture of everything but Chazanis, and you know that the second hour is strictly Chazanis. Hope you've been telling your friends about the program, and I note that most of you haven't bothered to enter your email as requested, but okay. You don't want to get the calendar, that's your choice. And you don't want to be informed of all the great things. I'm not going to be announcing a lot of things on this program. I've decided to use the calendar instead. So if you want to know about upcoming events, particularly kumzitzes that I'm currently working on, you want the calendar. Okay, maybe I'll let you know about it on the air, but I'm not guaranteeing it. Anyway, I hope you had a good week. The weather is just brisk and beautiful. The leaves are turning. It's a wonderful part of the year, wonderful time of the year. I know you're all davened out, and we're all going on diets. I hope you had a good series of holidays. A lot of things happening in the world. Anti-Semitism raising its ugly head down at Wall Street. Those wonderful protesters, and just read about on Google, there is a website, Jew Watch, filled with hatred and anti-Semitism. Got to fight that one. Well, a lot of things we have to fight, but let's get to the music. We're listening to Isaacson and his orchestra. And those of you who tuned in prior to 9, you know that I sort of have a warm-up period before we go live. We're listening to Benedict Silberman, Traditional Jewish Songs. It's a golden oldie. Well, it's good to know that you are listening, and Saul, keeping me straight, and Mickey, and Paul. Paul, I haven't heard from you for a while. I know you're listening, and Julian, and Simcha, and David from New Jersey. Is it David is in Jersey or in Olivestone? Where are you, in Queens? No, I think you're in Jersey. I'm not sure. Okay, let's get on to the music, the other music. This is a favorite. You know, when I say this is a favorite, I only play favorite stuff, right? Okay, let's see. How is this going to work? This is Yehoram Gaon with his wonderful Tein Shabbat V'Tein Shalom, Yer Yerushalayim.
Shabbat v'ten shalom ba'ir Yerushalayim v'ten lanu she'at malchut kazot she'bein arvayim ten shalom v'ten shabbat Ba'ir Yerushalayim Shabbat v'ten shalom ba'ir Yerushalayim. Hine shalom yored alay, yored bitzvot nafayim. Ten shalom v'ten shabbat ba'ir Yerushalayim. Ten Shabbat v'ten shalom ba'ir Yerushalayim. Ten Shabbat v'ten shalom ba'ir. Shabbat v'ten shalom ba'ir Yerushalayim. Or gadol hineni rak b'shonei enayim. Ten shalom v'ten shabbat ba'ir Yerushalayim. Ten Shabbat v'ten shalom 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 ba'ir Yerushalayim.
Tain Shabbat, Tain Shalom, Be'er Yerushalayim. You've never been to Israel? You've never been to Jerusalem on Shabbos? Shame on you. It is some experience, I just have to tell you. It's so special. It's very, very special. It's something that really can't be described. Look, you've been to China. You've been to Brazil. Where have you been? Greece. You were just an hour away from Israel, and you haven't been to Yerushalayim on Shabbos. It's very special, and the cantor at the Great Synagogue, Chaim Adler, is going to be coming to this country next month. He'll be at the Talmud Torah Flatbush, and he's going to be someplace out there in Queens. I'll tell you more about that. And, of course, he's going to be at Park East with his nephew, Ishmael Helfgott, on December 3rd. It's so special when you go to Jerusalem, to the Great Synagogue, and there is Adler, wonderful, wonderful voice, and probably one of the greatest choirs in the world. It's just a special experience, to say the least. And I was listening to this this song of Yoram Gaon's. I was just recalling when I graduated the law school in 62. I picked it up and went to Israel. 63, I lived on the kibbutz. And, there was no walled city. It was in the hands of Jordan. There was barbed wire, a fence. You were actually just a block or two away from the Great Synagogue. And if you got too close to the fence, you were warned to watch out. The Jordanian soldiers would shoot at you. That's all forgotten. Let's see, that was 63, was that 37, 47, 48 years ago. Yeah, so it wasn't in our hands from 48 to 67. A lot of people don't even realize that. And God forbid, Jordan, Arabs, whatever holy places for the Jews fall into their hands, they're not accessible. They will not be accessible. That's the way it is. We should learn from history. But we do have a way of forgetting, don't we? It is hard to believe that for those years, we had no access to the old city. The Western Wall, we take it for granted when we go there and we just eat it up. It's just so wonderful. But it was just a few years back when we just couldn't get close to it. Anyway, Hine Ba HaShalom. This is, next few selections are from several cantors. Some are going to be new. This is cantor David Lipp, L-I-P-P, with Hine Ba HaShalom.
Hine Ba HaShalom הוא יצא לדרכו שלשום הוא קרוב וקרב כל יום הנה בא השלום הנה בא השלום הוא יצא לדרכו שלשום הוא קרוב וקרב כל יום הנה בא השלום קריאתו כבר מתגלגלת ממזרח למערב הנה הוא דופק בדלת הוא לא יוותר עכשיו הוא אלוף הקסמים הוא חולף בסמים לכלו חלומות קמים ונושמים קריאתו כבר מתגלגלת ממזרח למערב הנה הוא דופק בדלת הוא לא יוותר עכשיו הוא עולה מן הים הוא יורד מפסגת ההר הוא ניסה והרוח שר אין אפשר, אין אפשר יצא לדרכו שלשום הוא קרוב וקרב כל יום הנה בא השלום
Cantor David Lipp. Now let's hear Leon Lissick, Lo Teda, Lo Teda Milchama. We should not know war anymore.
Avotai Erchei Shemesh V'yam Erchei Ad Matai Al Sedotai Tzar V'adam יכולנו בשקט לחיות ארץ חלב ודבש. רק יכולנו אותך לעבוד, לא רק אבוא יום חדש. לא תדע, לא תדע my fathers did love, beauteous land of ocean and sun, land blessed from heaven above. When will war and sorrow be done? Oh, that we could build our land peacefully, weapons no longer to bear. Oh, that we could plow and reap joyfully, tell me that time I'll be there. Nevermore, nevermore, and you'll never know what anymore.
Powerful song, Lo Te Da. Of course, that's our dream. dream on, as they say. Cantor Leon Lissick, he's retired in Teaneck, and he is a voice teacher there, and a good friend. And he introduced me to a cantor, Chazen or Chazen. I'm going to have to do a special on that sometime in the near future. Let's go to another cantor. This is, it's not Chazonis, but it's Mike Stein with Shalom Aleichem. Cantor Mike Stein.
Malachi Elyon, Mihi Melech, Malachi Hamlachim, Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Ay didi day, didi day, didi day, day day. Ay didi day, day day day. Ay didi day, didi day, didi day. Baruch Hu.
Mike Stein with I Diddy Die. Well, that was a different version, I guess, of Shalom Aleichem. Louis Danto, this passed away just over a year or so ago. Really have to play more of Danto, even do a special. Yeah, need some help on that one. I know some of you are great fans. Perhaps you'd want to help me on that particular project. Let's hear Louis Danto, the late wonderful cantor, with Shalom Rav. Shalom Rav. Well, a few weeks ago, I gave a comedy presentation at the Somerset Run in Somerset, New Jersey, and it was a lot of fun. For 30 years or so, I've been doing a presentation of recordings of Jewish comedy and telling a few jokes, and it was received quite well. Almost 200 people there. It's a lot of fun, and as I always say, laughter is the best medicine. And I always start out talking about who discovered that that laughter is the best medicine, and he was cured through laughter. And I always figure if I laugh, have a few good laughs, I'm extending my life a couple of days, perhaps. And perhaps if you get a good laugh, I'm helping you. Here's a problem, though. It seems that the recordings of Jackie Mason sometimes are a little difficult. You got to listen very, very closely. He gave a performance about 15 or 18 years ago in London. And this is from that album, and it's very brief. He talks about cell phones, and he talks about doctors. I hope that you'll be able to hear this and enjoy it.
And the rest of the Jews have to get on the phone in the car. Hello, I'm in the car. I'm in the car, I'm in the car. You got the wrong number? So what? I'm in the car. I'm in the car. They love to tell you, I'm in the car, I'm in the car. Right now, our Jews are on highways all over America going absolutely nowhere, just yelling, I'm in the car, I'm in the car. And they don't even care that you can't hear one word on the car phone. Could you hear anything? The whole thing is a hearing test. You hear me now? You hear me now? You hear me now? I'm turning the corner. You hear me now? I'm around the corner. You hear me now? Hello, hello, I'm calling. Hello, you hear me now? If the phone in your house worked that way, you would throw it out in a second. For $6, you would throw it right out, but for $9,000, I'm in the car! Not only that, they're always involved in accidents because of these car phones. They're always involved in accidents because they have no time to watch the highway. They're too busy thinking, who else could I call? I could call, I could call. I could call. Gentiles are crashing from drinking and Jews are crashing from dialing. I'm in the car. Hello, 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 hello. Tell the truth. You ever see a completely healthy Jew in your life? I never saw that. I never saw a completely healthy Jew in my life. Jews are always sick. That's why Jews are all experts on doctors. Why, did you ever see a Jew that's not an expert on doctors? I don't know one Jew in the world that doesn't know the biggest doctor, the biggest. If a Gentile needs a doctor, he sees a sign, doctor, close enough. A clinic, Chabas and Trout, begin. When a Jew needs a doctor, they consult with every doctor in it. There is not one Jew that's not a consultant upon doctors and doctors. By the time they pick out a doctor, they'll all tell you, this is the biggest doctor, the biggest. Jews only know the biggest. I never met a Jew that doesn't know the biggest. You know how big he is, the Lord. He is so big. The Lord tell you the same thing. You can't get in. You can't get in. That's how big he is. You can't get in. If a Jew hears you could get in, they'll never go there. Jews only go to doctors where you can't get in. You can't get in. You can't get in. Before you know, 300 Jews are online. What are you doing here? I heard you can't get in. I'm here. Why, are you sick? Not right now, but I'm not going to wait till the last minute. They always tell you you can't get in, and they always tell you you can't get in for the same reason. It's always the same reason, because he's the head of the hospital. Did you ever hear of a Jew in your life that went to a doctor who's not the head? If he's not the head, they wouldn't even talk to him. He's only for Gentiles. Forget about it. Jews only go to the head. He is the head, the Lord, the head. Not only the head of this hospital, he's the head of every hospital. He used to be the head of Mount Sinai. Now he's the head of Mount Hebron. They wanted him to be the head of Mount Rushmore. He turned it down. He is too big. He is so big, you can't get in. You know how long it takes to see this doctor? 8 years. 8 years is the minimum. They'll all tell you, 8 years, the minimum. Minimum is 8 years. That's with a connection. Without a connection, 11 years. 11 years, minimum. Minimum, 11 years. The other guy always has to top you. What's 11 years? 11. My doctor, 23 years, minimum. Minimum. That's with a connection. Without a connection, 39 years, minimum. You think that's a doctor? My doctor is so big that nobody has seen him yet. Nobody ever saw this doctor. That's how big he is. One guy saw him, couldn't believe it. He died from the shock.
Oh, yes. The biggest, the best. Oh, he's so funny. Yes. That is... I was just thinking. Norman Cousins. Yes. Yes, it was Norman Cousins who... laughed his way back to health. I hope I have this set up correctly. This is disc 5. Well, if I don't, I'll let you know. This should be Avram Fried with Vakorev. Let's see if this works.
Bezureinu mi hibein agoyim unefutzei seinu kahanes ay meyan kiseyoret bekorev bezureinu mi hibein agoyim nefut zay say nu kahanes ay me yake say yore the kore fezure nu mi beina goi mun nefut zay say nu kahanes ay me yake say yore the kore fezure nu mi beina goi mun nefut zay say
was early, early Avram Fried. You caught the special we did a few months back? Oh, he's super, isn't he? He really is. I've told you the four who influenced me in my early years, of course, Avram Fried, Mordechai Ben David, Bensian Schenker, and Shlomo Kalbach, and. Got to play more of them. Yeah, well, I do play them fairly frequently. Let's hear one more from Avram, and this is Kale.
Hail Hoidoi Sadoi Nashaloi Kahade Shashabosum Vodrek Shivi 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 Umeini yachvi gdusho Ay leyame dushneyo Ay neg leyame dushneyo Ay neg zecher lemasek bereshis Umeini yachvi gdusho Ay leyame dushneyo Ay neg leyame dushneyo Ay neg zecher lemasek bereshis Sadai nashaloi kahadei shashabosum vorek shivi Kehela hoidoi sadai nashaloi kahadei shashabosum vorek shivi
kel hay no vay sadan na shalay kade shashabos mevar khshivi
Okay, early Avram Fried. He was terrific. He is terrific, that's for sure. Okay, we're going back to the 60s. Yeah, I'm hung up on the 60s and the 70s and the 80s. What can I tell you? I still tell you the noise that comes out today, the orchestra takes over. It's all the fault of the bar mitzvahs and the weddings. The band takes over, the drum beat. And if it isn't loud, if your ears don't hurt, I guess it's not considered a success. But I'm showing my age at this point. What can I tell you? Let's go to the Rabbi's Sons, and this is Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The Rabbi's Sons.
Hallelujah, es Hashem, kol goyim, shalom lechem, kol amen, shalom lechem, kol amen. Hallelujah, es Hashem, kol goyim, shalom lechem, kol amen. Oh, Hashem. Ba'al Gayim, Shabbatho, Shabbatho, Karamem. Shabbatho, Shabbatho, Karamem. Ki Gavar, Ki Gavar, Aleinu Chasdo.
Okay, the Rabbi's Sons. A very abrupt ending there. Working on a Werdiger special, but it's not too early to play some of your old favorites of Cantor David Werdiger. Here's Yismachu, Cantor David Werdiger.
Yismechu b'malachu sechu, Yismechu b'malachu sechu, Shimrei Shabbos,
Cantor Werdiger. Let's go to an early Shlomo Carlbach selection. This will be Ana Hashem, the great Shlomo.
Hashem, Ono Hashem, Ki Ani Avdecho. Ono Hashem, Ono Hashem, Ki Ani Avdecho.
About 10 minutes left for this first hour of 2 hours of Jewish soul music. I'm your host, Charlie Bernhout. If you want to reach me, you know it's cbjmusic@aol.com. CBJ for Charlie Bernhout Jewish. cbjmusic@aol.com. I know you've got your requests, you have your comments. It's always good to hear from you and to know that you are listening. We currently reach 38 different countries, from South Africa, Australia. I have a listener in Turkey, China. Yeah, the printout doesn't tell me who's listening. They just give me the countries. Of course, Israel and Canada and Europe and so forth. But some interesting countries, some places I never heard of. Okay, let's get back to the music. This is Pirkei with Elohim.
Thank you.
That was Pirkei. Very abrupt endings there. Well, okay, that's the way they did it in those days, I guess. We have time for one more selection, and we'll be hearing from the Safam group. Here it is. Okay. Working these controls is always so interesting. Let's hear a favorite. I hate overusing that particular word, favorite, but this is a particular song that has always touched me, and I'm sure it's touched you. This is Al Kolela. Yeah, when it first came out, I did a medley of, I think I had about 12 or 15 different versions of it, not versions, people singing it, and I went through piecing it together. I can't find that one. Someday I'll have to play that again for you. This is Safam with their great version of I'll Call Ayla Over All These Things.
על הרבש ועל העוקץ, על המר והמתוק, על ביתנו התינוקת שמורה לי הטוב. על האש המבוערת, על המים הזקים, על האיש השב הביתה מן המרחקים. Al kolele, al kolele, shmor na li eli hato. Al hadevash ve al haokes, al hamar ve hamato. Like the bee that brings the honey, needs a stinger to compete, so our children learn to use the bitter with the sweet, and to keep the fires burning in the night and in the day, for the men who are returning from so far away. Don't uproot what has been planned,
so great.